Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Jason Lee.
As schools across the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District have been designated as high risk for COVID-19 transmission, students have participated in remote learning. That decision has gradually worn away at the patience of many parents on the Kenai, whose loud and vocal presence was heard during last week's school board meeting. Not only did they testify in favor of a return to in-school learning for students, there was also a protest outside of the meeting where a little over 40 people turned out to flash signs to passersby outside Kenai Central High School. On Friday, parents across the peninsula began receiving communications from their respective schools regarding participation in a survey. They claim the information gathered will help them to decide their next steps in the district's Smart Start plan. Communications sent out by Soldotna High and Mountain View Elementary were obtained by KSRM News, each containing an identical message. It says, "By filling out the survey, you will assist the district in helping them make a decision on whether we will be able to return to school even though we are in red status. Please take time to fill out this survey. Let your voice be heard. This survey is very important to our planning process and the decisions the district will make moving forward with the Smart Start plan. Thank you." Parents are advised to check their inboxes and text messages to fill out their surveys. The Kenai City Council decided to offer $100,000 in CARES Act funds to the Challenger Learning Center following the suffering they have encountered due to the COVID-19 public health emergency. It aims to fund their increased ability to operate, citing an increased need for their services. The decision was made during Wednesday night's Kenai City Council meeting. Marnie Alcott of the Challenger Learning Center testified in front of the council to discuss how the pandemic has impacted their operation.
The Challenger Learning Center, as you know, is a hands-on STEM education center that services students from around the state, not just here on the Kenai Peninsula. And traditionally, we have students from across the state that come into the center, and they spend one, maybe two nights doing educational programming, anything from simulated space missions to classes in rocketry. Not only do we service the school populations, but we also service other organizations such as the Girl Scouts, the Boy Scouts, Civil Air Patrol. When COVID hit, it completely cut us off at the knees. We lost every ounce of revenue that we had coming in because our programs are in-person, hands-on, and it completely cut us out. So when we were able to get the PPP loan, we immediately put our staff back to work and creating virtual programs that we could push out. There's lots of virtual programs out there. We wanted to make for sure that we maintained the quality and the integrity of the Challenger Learning Center model, which was that teamwork component, that communication component, in addition to that hands-on component.
The council roundly thanked Ms. Alcott for the educational services of the Challenger Learning Center, with all council members touting the value provided to the city of Kenai. The aim of the Challenger Learning Center is to fill the gap created when local schools closed to end student learning. Their request included operational costs of $30,000 per month for the months of October, November, and December, and additionally $10,000 for materials and shipping. Resolution 2020-88 passed unanimously. That's KSRM News, covering the Kenai and Alaska for over 50 years and found online at RadioKenai.com. I'm Jason Lee.